as we talk about what some are saying is an economy that's tanking. I'm not so sure, Mish. What do you think?
The question is, how fast is it going to tank, not whether or not it is tanking. And it's all starting with the subprime lending sector. It's really blown up. We've just since December, 37 subprime lenders have either gone bankrupt or out of business. That's a lot.
Now, tell us, what is subprime lending?
Subprime lending is lending money to consumers who have blemishes on their credit history. Maybe they're late a couple of times making their housing payment. Maybe they've got more debts than they should have relative to their income. They've got low FICO scores. All of the person's credit history is thrown into a computer, out cranks a number, and if that number is below 620, then that person is not considered a prime candidate for a loan.
I see. Okay, they're more of a risk then.
They would be more of a risk, but what has happened is, in spite of those risks, loans were made, and lending standards have dropped just for over the last 3 years. Until the last couple of months, lending standards kept getting lower and lower and lower. And one of the reasons why lenders could get away with that was home prices were rising. So as long as home prices were rising, somebody who got in trouble on their loan was late, they always had the option of selling that house
and paying off the mortgage.
The problem comes in when the economy slows, people start losing their jobs, and home prices start going down.
They go to sell the house and they can't sell it, or they got to sell it at a reduced rate.
They have to bring money. They owe more money on their house than what it's worth. We've seen a lot of that in Florida. Home prices in some cities in Florida has dropped 30-35%. Can you imagine buying a home for $250,000, and then that builder that just sold you that home months before is now turning around and selling that same house for $50,000 less than you paid?
Oh, my gosh. I guess, are you saying this is also a good market for bargains?
It's not a good market for bargains because we've not seen the bottom yet. We had insane run-ups in people buying these houses. Actually have something called no-doc loans and stated income loans. A stated income loan says you walk into a mortgage company, you say that you are making $100,000. You might be a pizza delivery boy, but if you claim
making $20,000, right?
Yes, okay. Making $20,000 or $15,000, and you say that you're making $100,000, as long as you lived at an address for some reasonable period of time, they say, okay, we'll take your word for it, and we'll put you in this.
Isn't that fraud, Mish?
It most assuredly is fraud. But everybody looked away, from the appraisers to the banks to the people taking these loans. You have women on Social Security who were taking out loans on their houses when the interest alone would eat up 90% of that person's income.
And again, as long as the value was high or inflated, people weren't getting hurt that much, right?
Yes, until the carrying cost just got too great. The amount of insanity out there was really just staggering. Here's an interesting stat for everybody. Since 2000, there were $4.7 trillion worth of mortgages. That's as much mortgage debt in the last 6 years as we did in the prior 50. That's how much credit is out there. And you'll see people say, this is not a problem. Mish, you're ignoring the asset side of the sheet. Look at what these home prices are worth. The debt doesn't matter. Well, the debt does matter because the debt stays with you. That debt, unless you go bankrupt, is there. on the books. When home prices start coming down, when asset prices start falling, those debt to income, those debt to asset ratios that once looked good aren't going to look so good anymore.
Now, Mish, what happens if you've got a loan? All right, you've got a loan. Mm-hmm. You're subprime borrower, and your mortgage company bites the bullet. Do you have to sell your house if the value of that house has become lower than the loan, let's say?
Oh, no, not at all.
All right, so as long as you make your payments,
some other company would pick up that. Out of bankruptcy, you would owe that obligation to somebody
else. All right, but
as
long as the individual can make his payments, he or she is okay.
As long as the individual can make the payment, he or she is okay. But the problem is there's going to be $1 trillion worth of mortgages that are going to have interest rates reset this year. That is actually one of the reasons why I think we're seeing this disaster in the subprime market right now. It started to happen. People took out these loans that they could only afford to make the payment on the basis of a teaser rate.
Right.
They took out a loan and say it was at 3%, and that was good for 2 years. That'd be a typical thing. So they took this out 2 years ago.
And then it soars, right?
It soars at the end of that adjustment period.
Okay.
People out there are seeing their interest or their mortgage payments maybe go up from $800 to $1,400, something like that. Well, if they didn't budget for that $600 a month more, then they're in serious trouble. And because of the way that these mortgages were sold, these things were securitized. They were packaged up by Lehman Brothers or mm-hmm. Bear Stearns or whatever, and sold to investors, actually speculators. A lot of these, unfortunately, ended up in pension funds, and we can get to that in a minute. But they sold these loans off to investors. So now somebody goes to, you know, maybe they're just a little bit underwater on their house, but, you know, they want to go and sell it, maybe $10,000, you know, which is a lot of money to some people.
Sure.
And so they've got this $200,000 house. They owe, prices drop. They need to bring $10,000 to the table to sell it. Well, they can't do it. And, there's no lender per se to, you know, forgive this loan. The bank doesn't have it anymore. This thing is sold off to some, you know, group of investors that, you know, nobody really knows how to get a hold of, really. And the person is faced with a rise, like I said, of maybe $600 more than they can afford to pay with this interest rate reset. All of a sudden, you know, their option, they have no way to turn. And eventually they miss a couple of payments, and all of a sudden their home is foreclosed.
They lose the house.
They lose the house.